watch it start. Another meltdown in the bath. Another meltdown in the bath. Another meltdown. You have emotions in your eyes.
What's up, everybody? You are listening to WMFO 91.5 Anything Is Possible Radio in Medford. Tuss Freeform Radio, educational radio, and just all around great radio. Today, here I am joined in the studio by my friends Ryan Bird. Hello, Ryan.
How are we doing?
Great.
What a day!
It's a day. It's a day to be remembered.
You know what kind of day it is?
What kind of day?
It's a great day to be a jumbo.
It's a great day to be a jumbo. Hashtag PT Barnum. Hashtag circus.
And over to my left here,
Matt Denieri.
Pleasure to be here as always, James.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show as always. Today, you know, we're in the middle of the NBA playoffs. Not the middle, but, you know, approaching the middle period. Because we're in the beginning period, you know.
Second day, man. Second day of games.
The beginning.
The second day of games.
Before the middle.
Of course.
Yeah.
Had some crazy games last night.
I mean, I'm talking about some of the coolest games I've ever seen in my life. Joe Johnson.
ISO Joe.
There's a guy in the NBA who is just a stone cold killer.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of games.
Ice for blood. Ice in his veins.
Dude can't miss in the fourth quarter at the end of the game.
Dude, you think that's inherent, man? Or do you think that's just wild probability? That, you know, any given shot, he's a 50% shot. 45% chance to make it, and it just happens that every time he has a clutch shot, he happens to hit. Or do you think he has an inherent clutch gene?
I think there's a little bit of inherent clutch gene, but it's mostly he could be better. He could be really, really, really good.
But he doesn't care.
But he doesn't. He's not trying hard enough on.
He's just like, I'm going to wait till the last minute.
He puts it off.
Yeah, man.
He's just like, I've got us.
He's kind of just legit because he saves his total effort into one possession. And so his mind is freed.
Okay. So he's like, why would I do the work of an entire game when I could just wait for the last
minute?
Till
all the hype.
For the last 30 minutes. Yeah. Get all the fame, get all the glory.
Dude, see, that could be the case. Who knows?
It's like being like a kicker in a race, you know? You just wait till the end.
Yeah, man.
I mean, obviously you gotta do some work to get there.
Mo Farah.
Yeah.
James Gregoire.
There you go.
James Gregoire.
Kicking down teammates. Not a good reputation, but definitely something to work on. Maybe run faster during the middle part of the race, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel that.
Definitely. Anyway, game one in the series, Boston Celtics versus the Chicago Bulls.
It's going to be a matchup. It's going to be one for the ages. Game one, this is going to be hype.
I mean, Celtics culture is so important. It's important for the league that the Celtics are doing
well. Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Forget the Lakers.
Think about Boston as a city, you know? Definitely. They have a rich tradition.
Oh, yeah.
They have, like, very... It's, like, not a populous city. Not that populous compared to other cities.
It's like...
But people are just out there. Let's go. And there you go. That's townies.
Oh, yeah.
They love sports. It's a rich, rich, like, sports-centric culture, you know?
Yeah, man.
You know, definitely. Like, it might not be as big as New York, but, like... It's got more personality than New York. New York's like a lot of people from different places doing different things. Boston's just one collective unit, you know?
Definitely.
Well, because you have multiple sports teams
It's all divvied up, you know, not everyone likes sports. Not everyone's like is into it.
You're either a Mets or Yankees fan.
Boston, like you love Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You love the Red Sox. You love the Celtics.
All of New England. Unless you're one of those kids from Connecticut.
Okay, yeah, the Connecticut
kids.
Decides
to be a Giants and Yankees fan.
I don't get that. Just pick what you gonna do.
Is it true that there's like a dichotomy between being like a Jets you're more likely to be, if you're a Jets fan, then you'll also be a Mets fan.
Versus a Giants and Yankees fan. Here's how it goes. I'm a Mets and Jets fan because my dad came from Long Island. Usually it's kind of split up, like Long Island, Queens, that's very Mets, Jets. Westchester, where I'm from, and like Connecticut. And like, I guess Manhattan too. That's like Yankees, Rangers, you know, big Rangers fan. Giants. And then Long Island's also like the Islanders.
Gotcha. What, so it is kind of geographic.
Kind of. Gotcha.
Because I've also heard from some of my friends from Connecticut that, yeah, you know, if you're Giants and Yankees, you're more of a bandwagoner fan who is
Yeah, that's right. You know. That's right.
Well,
the tried and true.
You're just gonna
Jets, Mets,
you're
next.
Just gonna follow that team because it's more likely to be successful. You know.
Yeah, definitely.
There's so many around the country, especially from out of the country, you know what I mean? Choosing a team in the United States to follow, you know, you're going to pick like Golden State Warriors,
yeah,
Cleveland Cavaliers. You're going to follow definitely the Lakers. You're going to follow some of the best teams, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I try not to be a bandwagon fan.
But yeah, man.
My Knicks, they're a dumpster fire.
It's hard to cheer for them during this period. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, like, I'll stick with my Mets. I'll stick with my Jets. The Knicks, oh my God.
Wow, yeah.
So bad. It's everything. Top it's to the bottom.
As a millennial.
Yeah, man, that stinks.
Millennial Boston sports fan, it's kind of like got it spoiled, you know?
All right.
Like, I don't know what it'd be like if I had been alive during the whatever, like...
The Knicks were 80, never
80
good.
Years.
Yeah, Knicks were alright. They had like one
when
game.
The Red Sox were just brutal.
Oh, or, yeah, wow, that was,
like, it was like before I was born, like...
Oh, wow, you got lucky.
Patriots, Bruins, Red Sox were doing nothing
all right, so
for,
like,
the longest
let's
time.
Let's count this.
You know?
How many championships have you had in your lifetime? You have at the Patriots, what, 5 or 6 times?
Five?
Or something like five, right?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the Red Sox, was it been 3 for them?
Yeah, it's been 3, because 04, 07, 13.
8? Then you
so
had
that's 8.
One Celtics.
One Celtics, that's 9. 1 Bruins.
Do you count the Bruins?
That's 10.
All right, let me
New think. England Revolution.
Okay, forget about that. Yeah, that's the resource.
They've struggled a lot.
I've had the Mets make the World Series twice, and that's it.
So, yeah.
That's amazing.
Maybe the Rangers, but I don't follow the Rangers.
So that's 10
first 2 attempts.
Yeah.
You have 10 solidified champions. I've got 2 attempts at one.
Yeah. That's crazy.
The Boston Celtics followed all over the region. New England.
Yeah.
Mostly Celtics fans there.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Vermont, definitely.
Yeah. New Hampshire.
Yeah, Maine. New Hampshire, definitely.
Does it extend up to, like, Maine, or do they start rooting for, like, Toronto there, or, like...
I don't think Maine feels that connected to
Maine,
Canada.
Okay.
However, the only reason they would, or a big reason they would, is because the Boston Celtics D-League affiliate,
yeah,
the Maine Red Claws, located in Maine, that'd be an interesting attachment to the Celtics,
that
maybe.
That would be.
There's also the AA Red Sox affiliate.
Okay.
Portland Sea Dogs.
Definitely, yeah.
Portland Sea Dogs. Oh, they got a nice logo. I like the logo. I played on that team back in, like, before Little League.
Nice. I got a...
Sea Dogs.
I got a signed
Go Sea Dogs.
Baseball glove from...
Really?
Like, most of the Portland Sea Dogs team, like, a while back.
That's pretty
so
cool.
I always, like, I can never read the signatures, but it's like, I wonder if, like, did any of that, that these guys ever go pro?
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Baseball is a tough sport, man. You got to really grind in the minors. You're there for 5 to 6 years. No idea if you'll make it. It's hit or miss. People get selected number one overall in the draft, and they don't make it.
One of the most difficult things to make anything happen in professional sports. I mean, you might have the drive, but not the athleticism.
Yeah.
You have to have it all, or the skill.
You got to have the genetic lottery ticket.
Definitely. And it's like, even some of the best collegiate players.
Yeah.
Like, amazing. And, like, to fall short because they didn't have what it took. They had the skills.
Yeah.
Maybe the size. but they didn't have the athletic component. Yeah.
Dude, there's some, you know, like, there's some crazy stat, like, if you are 7 feet tall in the U.S., there's, like, a 15% shot you're going to be in the NBA.
That's incredible.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, just about. Wow.
So how about maybe tonight we get a new Kendrick album? He's performing at Coachella tonight.
That is very possible.
It's like I was reading the Reddit post, so like there's a he gets killed in the album, all
right? Right,
like,
right, right.
Good Friday. There's like gunshots.
And
right?
In the beginning.
I haven't
in the beginning
to it yet,
and then something happens at the end too.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's Good Friday. And today's Sunday. 3 days later.
Think about it. He was talking about a story in which he died.
Yeah.
And so he must have... There must be some, like, rebirth element there.
And the
and
album,
it's Easter.
Yeah. The album is all about, like, death and stuff. And it has, like... I mean, like, lust, fear. Like, it has all, like, the deadly sins, you know?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Really?
Isn't the name of announced. It, like, damn, like... As if it's like an acronym for something?
I have no idea what it stands for.
Okay, so people are trying to figure that out.
Yep, I think people are trying to figure that out.
Do you think they paid Kendrick a lot of money to line it up with his Coachella performance? But like he could, maybe that's where he announces the album releasing. But
yeah.
It's like they must, Coachella must have had an active role in this.
Possibly.
Which just leads us to more suspicion about an event actually happening.
If it if it does happen at Coachella, I mean, like, I haven't been to too many concerts, but I hope it's, like, the biggest, like, stage production thing where
dude,
it's, like, I hope there's, like, a tune and everything and
he
like, rises out of it.
That'd let me sick. Tell you something. I saw Kendrick at Panorama this summer. Easily the best performance I've ever been to. I could barely see him, but I saw, like, the stage and everything. He put $250,000 of his own money into this stage for the entire festival. His own money. He had
that's
like,
incredible.
He had like these crazy visuals going. The whole, I got a crazy picture of it, but he had like he really hates Nancy and Ronald Reagan, so like he like ironically had like photos of them up like the entire time.
Wow,
it was pretty crazy. What a talent!
I mean, this whole thing seems like just such a power move. Like you're basically comparing yourself to. The Messiah.
Yeah, kind of is.
I wonder if anyone's like offended by it, you know?
It's really cocky. It's like
yeah.
Like I get it. Like you're like you know, you're doing good things for rap and everything. But, like that's like a whole new level.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's kind of sick.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
I haven't even listened to the album, but like
yeah. I think Tupac did something similar. There's another like comparison and how like
oh, really?
Tupac was big for hip hop. Kendrick's big for hip hop.
Kendrick. I mean to acknowledge yourself as the greatest rapper in the world.
Yeah.
It takes confidence and it takes like it shows his commitment to making music.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a guy who has put out some of the best records I have ever heard in my life. This last one. Where does it stand in the album order?
One of my friends who's like, he's a Kendrick fiend. He loves this guy.
Right on.
Been with him since Section 80. He puts To Pimp a Butterfly number one, Damn number two, Good Kid, Mad City number three.
Wow. Honestly,
in terms of albums, forgetting Untitled, Unmastered.
Honestly, how much I've enjoyed this new one, I'd probably maybe be convinced to say the same thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you want to listen to The Heart Part 4? It's the track you put out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, man.
We should listen to some of this. Want to do Kendrick for the rest of this?
Yeah, for sure.
I'll do whatever. I'm good. Dude, what are you feeling about?
Here it comes.
I'm totally down. Always down for new music.
The Heart Part 4.
The Heart Part
4. By Kendrick Lamar. I hope you all enjoy. Thanks for listening. WMFO 91.5 on the web.org mobile app. Download it on the App Store, or if you've got an Android phone, download it on the Google Play Store, and enjoy by listening to WMFO wherever you are, even if you're in a remote location that still has internet service. So,
kind of remote location.
If you're on like
semi-remote,
if you're on like the top of like some crazy mountain, like trying to survive right now, and you're listening to this, like, good luck, man.
We hope that this makes a difference.
Yeah, yeah, we're pulling for you.
Honestly, that's incredible. I mean, commitment to WMFO. Probably Tufts alumni.
Oh, probably.
We've got some Tufts alumni. Shout out to the Tufts alumni. We love you guys. When you write your next donation check, please write it out to Tufts Track and Field and Cross Country Program. There you go. That's the service I'm doing for my team.
We're not a part of the team. We just feel like that's a good.
We're just athletes, objective. Sure. Yeah, we're totally
gonna,
objective.
You're going to put your money somewhere.
Advisors.
That's the place to put it.
Yeah. Because it's underfunded. And for some reason, we know this. But, yeah.
I heard a rumor, actually. I don't know if this is true, but I've heard it from a lot of people that the Tufts cross country team does not even have a locker room.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. You
know? I mean, unbelievable. Talk about being underfunded.
I mean, we've got to run. You know, sometimes we get sweaty when we run. We got to go to a locker room, maybe even take a shower. Who knows? But it's like kind of impossible because there's no locker room.
There's a locker room.
It's in Bronion.
There's just a lot of old dudes in there.
Yeah, man. There is a locker room.
Yeah. I've used it every once in a while. It's all right.
Really?
I keep my like aqua jogging stuff down there. All right, let's listen to Kendrick.
Aqua jogging and Kendrick Lamar, the perfect combo.
The perfect combo.
Ryan Bird cross trains.
Thanks for listening. That was a sample of the song. Hope you enjoyed.
Pretty wild.
I mean, we're talking about a guy who is a special artist. Special. And there you go. So next up, we're going to talk about a little... we're going to talk about Boston culture.
Of course.
We have one Massachusetts native in the studio from the town of Wellesley, Matt Denieri. What's it like growing up in this area?
It's great. I mean, as we touched on earlier, you get to experience a lot of excellence in sports. I mean, I really think that tied into that sports culture, there's like a lot of resilience that we've seen, you know?
Yeah, man.
Lots of examples, like, you know, after the... It's marathon weekend, but, you know, 4 years ago, we had those marathon bombings, and Boston had a great response through the Red Sox winning their, was it 8th or 7th World Series?
Yeah, man.
Later that year. And then in the marathon the year after that, actually, Meb Keflezighi, who isn't from Boston, but he's an American, was one of the first Americans to win the marathon in a while. And, you know, this year with the Patriots winning the Super Bowl, you talk about that after Tom Brady being, you know, personally victimized through a witch hunt from the National Football League. That's another example, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, great tradition of... sports and you know, responding to adversity,
believe in yourself.
Yeah
I mean, anything is possible.
Tom Brady, James Gregoire, you know.
Yeah, Tom Brady said it, and
Kevin Garnett said it.
I said that.
Yeah,
it's named after the Kevin Garnett moment.
That was a great
of course
moment.
Famous, yeah. 2008. He pulls off the championship. That must have been a great feeling.
Dude, that, like, him getting the championship and then Dirk getting the championship.
If Dirk didn't get it, I'd be like,
I'd be so sad.
Dang it. But yeah, he got it.
Yeah. It's kind of like Chris Paul right now. You kind of hope Chris Paul gets the championship.
It's like, he's so good.
Yeah. Carmelo, forget about Carmelo. Forget him. Sorry, dude. You had your opportunity.
Yeah, Carmelo's not going to get it, I don't think.
Yeah, it's...
What if he goes to the Cavs?
That'd be pretty crazy. He might get it.
He would just sign for the minimum.
I would do it if I was him.
Yeah, man.
Dude, these players get so much money from sneaker deals and other stuff. It's like...
I think Carmelo has enough money, but I understand if he wants to make more money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I understand if you want to pursue a bit more money in life as opposed to fulfilling your passions. I mean... Like, you know, it's important to fulfill your passions, but you can, there's so many things you can do as a result of earning a lot of money that you can, that you're opened up to pursue whatever you want to do, really. Yeah.
He has his own business and stuff, his own clothing line. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah, that's great.
If, say a player comes into the league and he can get $20 million a year, $30 million a year from one team for the next 5 years, or he can go to a really, really good team and get paid $15 million a year. Now, that really, really good team might win a few championships. They're going to get more exposure. He's going to get more famous. His shoe deal is going to get more lucrative. He's going to get more sponsors.
Wow.
It might exceed that $30 million you get on a middling team. Like the Knicks.
I personally would absolutely go to a team for less money.
For less money.
To get a championship. You know?
Yeah, man.
I think I would, but here's the thing. When you start earning millions of dollars, like, you start buying, like, really expensive stuff and you just want the money, you know?
I think that's a matter of, you know, like, discipline, though. Like,
I guess so. I guess so.
You gotta be able to say, you know, I'm able to get all this money whichever way that I choose, but
yeah,
still gotta be responsible about it.
Yeah. That's wild.
There you go.
I want to go back to Boston culture.
We're talking about a city that is beautiful to look at from afar, especially like the houses on the way to Boston. I don't know. Yeah. It's like in the Somerville, Medford area. Like, honestly, beautiful to look over. Yeah. To see like the landscape of the
It's houses. Definitely the cult, the people here are definitely like more chiseled people, you know?
Yeah, you know,
like,
definitely.
There's studies to show that like as you go farther north into Canada, like really cold spots.
Yeah, man.
The communities are so much better there because people are like relying on each other, you know, during the cold times.
Wow.
So like I feel like Boston to some degree, you know, has that, you know, it's kind of we're suffering together during those winter months.
That's true.
Like Miami's a little different. It's always nice out. You do your own thing.
That's interesting. Wow. It's like you have opportunity to do something.
Yeah.
But it's like in the cold, you know, you're seeing people and you're like, we're not doing much. We're just around each other.
Yeah.
And it's a big pride thing as well. I think so. It's like you want to, as a New Englander, you want to like kind of convey yourself as like tough because like, you know, I can survive these crazy New England winters. It's like a lot of people do that around here. Like, oh, this is your first time spending the winter in New England. Like, how do you like it? Like, there's a lot of people who kind of act like that, you know?
I also feel like days like these, it's like 83 today. It's really nice. It's like and same with yesterday. Like, we're getting rewarded. Mm-hmm. We put in our time.
Yeah.
Definitely. It makes
the extremes on each end make the changes kind of like...
More drastic.
The drastic changes are all the more worth it.
And we'll get the same thing in the fall.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's like, wow, you know, like, it got really hot there. Let's get some cool weather.
Yeah, it's like, So it's like from the winter, you're suffering for a while, but then when it gets to 60 degrees, you really appreciate it more than you would if it was, you know, 60 degrees all year. Mm.
People talk about this all the time. Like, why are people like living in like the Northeast or like Canada and stuff?
Siberia.
When you get, I mean, I would not do. So I'm sorry. That crosses the line for me. I can't go that cold.
Yeah, definitely.
But like, it's like, why don't you just go live in San Diego? Like, San Diego is like. Every day, perfect.
Yeah, right, totally.
I don't know, man. I like the rain. I like the snow. I like it's cold.
It's not that bad.
It's a good deal. It's a good deal.
It's like we're really happy when it's warm, but it's like really, it's like we're not that, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I want to go somewhere in the winter, though, that's really cold. So at some point in my life, just to, you know, have the accomplishment of surviving it.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, man. They've got like
Iceland.
Yeah, I did some research on the coldest like permanent settlement in the world.
What is it?
It's called Oymyakon.
Where is it?
Siberia. East, like the eastern part. And it's some really interesting stuff.
How many people?
It's a lot of like small rural communities in there that are in the valleys of like mountains.
Okay.
So it's like extreme temperature inversion.
Yeah.
But I think this one's like 500 people.
Working or is there like a factory there or something? Or
it a lot of them settled there as a result of like exile. So like the fact that they're still alive there is really insane in itself. Wow. That they were basically sent there to die, but they're still alive. And then a lot of people are kind of just like it's like self-sustained like agriculture and stuff. They like they herd reindeer and horses. The coldest recorded temperature there was -90°F. And,
it's like, I can't go outside today.
Yeah, not happening. Yeah. I'm going to go hug a radiator. Just cling on to this.
No, I don't think they have, I don't think they have power there, though. So it's like you're...
Are they living in, like, huts or is it, like, houses?
No, it's houses, but not all of it has, like, electricity. But it's just you're, like, really roughing it there in the winter.
Yeah.
And it's something that I'd definitely want to experience at some point.
At some point. They actually, for, like, maybe, like, 5 minutes. That's it.
In terms of, like, actually measuring...
I don't know if I want to hang out there for a week, Matt.
The temperature. Yeah. They can't even use typical thermometers because mercury freezes
before that.
So they use ethanol alcohol thermometers.
Oh my god.
There's like tons of crazy stuff that they have to do just to survive there. Like, I was watching this documentary of this guy about going to extremes there, and he was trying to write in his diary, and his pen ink froze. So he had to use pencil. Using cars, you have to like light a fire under the engine every morning to get your car going. Because, like,
Yeah,
well, the lubricant like under the like the axles like freezes. Like
the tires.
Yeah, and like the diesel fuel like ceases to flow. Oh my god,
dude! They have in parking lots in Alaska, they have outlets on the street lamps, and you park next to the outlet and you plug your car in, so it stays warm when you go into the store and get your food.
Man, yeah.
Have you ever looked at like a population map, like one of those density things of Russia?
It'd probably be Russia. Crazy, you know.
It's like you look at it, and it's like, wow, Russia's gigantic. Like how big is this? Probably as big as the continental U.S.
It's like 13 time zones across.
Yeah, it's wild. It's only so much of it is like inhabitable.
Yeah,
there's like a pretty significant portion of Russia where it's just like you'll see a few people every 100 miles or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. It's so spread out, and there's actually like, I don't know if you've heard of like the Kamchatka Peninsula, farthest east.
Oh, is that
there's a growing winter surfing culture there.
Seriously?
People, who like seek out like the most brutal conditions because it's like more rewarding, and because it's like, it's so stormy there that the result is like some really, really nice waves.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I've seen.
It's really unbelievable.
This guy, Chris Burkhardt, I follow, who's like a pro photographer. He's making this film called Under an Arctic Sky, and like some of the shots are people surfing at night in Iceland and the northern lights are in the background.
Oh.
And it just seems like the most like amazing thing.
Iceland's
like,
gotta be a cool place.
It's just so brutal, like the idea of like having to use like a special lamp to increase, you know, like the vitamin D or something like that in your body.
Yeah,
it's like that's almost, you know, for some of these areas, like mandatory, essentially.
Yeah.
Like,
because so much of the year you're just not getting sunlight. Yeah.
Yeah, and like unfortunately, it's like, you'd have to be outside in the dark a lot.
Yeah.
But those are some of the most beautiful places, TBH.
Yeah. Aurora Borealis up in Alaska. That's cool.
I think you could definitely find like a lot of beauty in some some really cold places.
Dude, I think like if I had some time to travel, like after college, or like maybe like later in life, like I think I would just want to go see like the cool nature things. You know? Like Europe's cool, you know, culture's cool, seeing Italy's cool.
Right.
I wanna see like Antarctica.
Yeah.
I wanna see like
see the
animals.
Like, be really, like, out there.
Oh, Galapagos, like, you know?
Yeah.
That's so interesting that there
Siberia.
Are animals, like, in every, like, area there's not a lot of humans. There's just so many animals.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this the other day. I mean, climate change, I think it exists. I think we're pretty confident, like, climate change is happening.
Yeah.
But, like, what if that, like, opens up Antarctica? And we find some, like, we got a new place to live.
Yeah.
Am I talking crazy
here? Am I flood the...
No, I don't think you're talking crazy. I think that's, like, one of the few, like, counter-arguments that people say for, like, oh, climate change is good. Because
it's like
allowing, like, places in Siberia to be farmed for longer during the year. But,
okay.
I mean, for the most part, like... That positive does not outweigh all of the other negatives that it
melting,
has on nature, you know?
Melting those ice caps over Antarctica, like, be enough? Isn't that, like, a thing? Like, that's enough to, like...
Change global sea level?
Or, like,
change
global sea level and just completely destroy cities?
Absolutely.
Like, if that's gonna happen, that'll probably happen too, like, based on what we know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, like, so unfortunate.
Like, Boston might become, like, Miami. Might get that kind of weather.
Yeah. And but I mean,
it might be underwater, you know what I mean?
You know, Greenland's going to have
Miami
the
would
new
be,
Boston.
Miami would be like the first city to go. Because they're trying to build seawalls right now.
Shout out to Jackson. About that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jackson.
Yeah. You can move to Boston. It's all right.
You get a big ice shelf from Antarctica falling in.
Okay.
Then big tsunamis everywhere, you know?
I got a conspiracy.
Sea level goes
for
up
you.
A foot or so.
What if like all these, you know how like we have like, we can do like solar, like wind, nuclear, like all that, like it's like geothermal. We have all this new energy, but like we keep using oil so much, maybe because it's convenient, but like what if the oil people out there
Shout out to the oil people.
These oil people, they want to keep burning oil so climate change is happening because they know there's more oil in Antarctica.
Oh, wow. Conspiracy theory, oh, radio hour.
They're playing the long con on us.
That would be absurd, man.
There you go.
I never thought about that. I mean, there definitely are, like, there has been, like, the other place we were talking about, Siberia. There has been, like, they've, like, searched there for minerals before, wow. I think there was, like, mining as part of, like, Stalin's gulags at some point.
Dude, there's a good... Like, I think they found, like, oil on, like, another planet. And there was this meme, like, we better bring that planet some freedom.
The planet.
Some democracy.
Bring the democracy to the planet. Yeah. There you go. But it's like the phrase changes as time goes on. However, we may have reached the point where we are in the right in a lot of these situations if we're protecting people around the world.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, it's about that balance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, we can't be too militant.
We definitely can't
We have to play a role.
Yeah.
We have to play a role. It's like unfortunate, but...
Is this transitioning from climate change to something else now, or...?
Dude, what about the idea of UN army? Every country has to contribute soldiers.
Like a certain amount. Based on money. How big your country is.
Yeah, man.
That makes so much sense.
And if you're with the UN...
Dude, but then that becomes like the Empire from Star Wars.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's interesting to have like diverse armies, but like... Will any of those armies ever really...
Do anything?
Fight
each
other?
Probably not. Dude, that's
interesting.
This North Korea, like if there's a UN army like right now, like we'd probably be concentrating on North Korea.
Yeah.
They tried to send off a pretty big missile last night.
Really?
And they're saying like the US could have possibly sabotaged it.
Oh, wow.
So when you say they tried to send
it blew up like right as they
Oh, okay. So it was poorly engineered. It wasn't like it got shot down. Like,
and they're saying the U.S. had some role in sabotaging it.
Wow.
Dude, there was like a 007 in North Korea.
Wow. Sabotage that missile.
I think this
that's
is all
such,
to it.
That's such a funny image to think of.
Just disclaimer, I saw this on Reddit, all right?
Reddit is the source
of
conspiracy theories.
I have no idea. I'm
of all kinds.
Talking out my butt right now. But it's crazy to think that missile was blowing up and there was some 007 just running away.
That's incredible. It may have happened. Honestly, the chances are high in my mind.
Do they know where the missile is headed?
I don't think so. I did not read enough on this. Don't take my word to be fact.
We're the authority. Like, what if somebody's hearing this thinking like, this is this is like serious news. You heard this on the news.
This is not serious news. All right.
Okay. This isn't like. We're not a radio news channel.
That dude that's like up on the mountain surviving right now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm hearing the only frequency I have, 91.5, and somehow it's delivered to me over the internet somehow. And it's like I only have that option.
That Tufts alumni. Shout out.
Thank you, that Tufts alumni.
But this is fake news. This is fake news.
We are talking straight up fake news.
WFO, hey. We are fake news.
But who knows? It may be true. We may be the only right news.
We might just be predicting the future.
We might be. We might be Alex Jones. We might be it.
Alex Jones, of course, a man of many talents.
Another credible man who's
very good at having thoughts and making words.
He's like thinking like, what is it? What is something that like could have happened? Like, I'm gonna carve out a story, essentially. Like, somebody else told me this story, and I'm gonna like carve out a story about it, and it's gonna be a new story.
Dude, you see the video of him talking about like interdimensional, like Pizzagate?
Interdimensional Pizzagate. Yes, I don't know if it was the international.
Term? I don't want to go into it. If you want to look it up, go ahead, people.
Pizzagate, of course, something he apologized for.
Did he?
He was like, "I am sorry about some of the things that I said when reporting about Pizzagate."
Does he still think it's true?
I don't know. I think he may have conceded it. I don't know the full story, but he did release a video talking about making a sincere apology. Wow. And it's like, wow, that's like, it's like, I don't want him to get too much credibility if he's willing to do that stuff, because it's like definitely an entertainment show. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
What do you think, Deniri?
I am not very informed about what Pizzagate was.
Look it up in your own time. I don't want to describe it.
All right.
Sorry.
So yeah, I can't weigh in too much on this, but...
And there you go. News. It dominates our society.
How many listeners we got?
You know, there's no real way of knowing.
Really?
But we do know internet listeners.
Okay.
And it is 10 people.
10.
So it could be as many as 30.
30.
It could be as many as...
Wait, could people tune to this in their car?
Yeah.
Oh, it could be a lot then.
It could be a lot. Who knows? We don't know.
What if they're listening to this in North Korea?
You ever like, oh, wow, that would be...
Wow.
Okay, what if that 007 agent is on a mountain in North Korea listening to WMFO right now?
That's unbelievable.
Man.
Unbelievable.
Shout out,
007.
Shout out, man.
That Tufts alumni. alumnus.
There you go.
Plenty of Tufts alumni serving our country in North Korea.
Of course.
Shout out.
We're going to talk a little bit about safety in some regards, some educational thing, because next up,
hey,
is the public service announcement.
Linus and Cool G are listening. Shout out, boys.
Linus and Cool G, thank you guys. It's always great to have, you know, teammates, you know, supporting each other, you know, believing in each other, believing in yourself. But yeah, there you go. We're talking about Tufts Spring Dance Weekend taking place April 21st to April 23rd. An amazing, amazing week. People are dancing. People are out there, you know, getting some exercise, you know, believing in themselves, you know, learning the styles of dance, learning culture. The Tufts Department of Drama and Dance presents a spring dance weekend with performances on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd in the Jackson Dance Lab at 50 Talbot Ave.
Jackson has a dance lab?
Jackson's dance lab.
Wow.
Lab. What happens when movement invention is sparked by solutions to movement problems rather than music or emotion? What happens when we focus on movement for its own sake, allowing a narrative to emerge rather than imposing one? What if we abandon showing and focus instead on doing in collaboration with others? Find out on Friday, April 21st and Saturday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. Join dancers of the dance repertory and performance class under the direction of guest artist Jun Kiribayashi as they explore these ideas alongside work by graduating dance minors, including Jane Acker, Nelly Augusta, Teresa Ho, and Miriam Priven. Then on Sunday, April 23rd at 5 p.m., join artists from the School of Arts and Sciences in the School of the Museum of Fine Arts for an afternoon of new work and current works in progress. Get your tickets online at TuftsDramaDanceTickets.com or in person at the Balch Arena box office in the Edichman Arts Center. This has been a message from the Tufts Department of Drama and Dance and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Check it out.
I definitely sleep on dancing. Dancing can be very cool sometimes.
I mean, it goes hand in hand with music, and music, you know, plays an important role in everyone's life.
For sure.
Like a really impressive choreographed like dance routine can be like really cool sometimes. Most of the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
I love that stuff.
Next time there's like a big like
SOC show or something.
Yeah, we should go.
Spirit of Color. Tufts, get out there and support people in Boston, people in the Boston area. Come to Tufts University. Try to get, you know, acquainted with some of the people here. Chill out. We're just a good group of people. Some of the time. Most of the time. Some of the time not.
We are the chillest people on the red line.
We are easily, honestly.
Yeah, if you're gonna pick someone to hang out with, we, you know, Tufts.
We are elite.
Man. I'm happy with my choice of school. But I make fun of Tufts all the time.
We're not too elite.
You know? We're like kind of elite.
We're elite, a little bit. Our eliteness doesn't get in the way of our quirkiness, you know?
Yeah. I feel
that. We're mostly quirky.
Quirky.
Here at Tufts.
You hear about that one kid that wrote, "I am quirky" 100 times on his Tufts essay and got in?
Yeah. Inspiring
true story.
Stuff.
True story.
It's unbelievable.
I should have done that.
Fake news. There you go. Tufts University 91.5 radio. It's been a pleasure spending the afternoon with you today, hearing your thoughts. The community outreach of WMFO, Anything Is Possible, 91.5. Like us on Facebook. Should we make a Facebook page for the show?
I think we should make stickers.
Should follow us on Instagram.
I think we should make a design and some stickers.
We're going to make Anything Is Possible.
I mean,
a brand.
Shout out to Yam Sessions.
Shout out to some of the other great exec shows, including Yam Sessions by Cody Yin.
But we're coming for you.
We're approaching high level status show. I'm talking about Anything Is Possible, one of the greatest radio shows of all time. We've got weird jazz music playing in the background. We've got, you know, we've got some of the most insightful comments. We don't have, you know, we don't have special artists coming on and stuff like that, you know, but we do have the passion for delivering excellent radio. So, there you go. We're going to make it in the world. We're on an upward trajectory. We're going to make this happen. You know, we've got the tunes.
Yeah.
You know, people love this stuff. Radio, man. Radio waves. We're doing it. And on the web at WMFO.org, so check it out. And there you go. That's the show. I want to thank you all for listening. And to remind you to always believe in yourself. Because anything is truly possible.
What do you wanna play? We got 5 more minutes left.
I think maybe something from 99.9% Catronata.
Okay, I feel it.
Of course.
He was an
inspiring record.
I think he got some production credits on Kendrick's new album.
Yes, indeed.
It's so cool how just like the best people, they just find each other.
And also Bad Bad Not Good.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I'm sure.
Who you're listening to right now?
I'm sure Thundercat had some input.
I bet they're
Kamashi,
great friends.
Yeah.
I think he might have. But yeah.
All right, cool.
Thanks for listening. It's been a great time spending time with you today. We're going to hit you with one of the best songs on the album. See ya.
I'm walking through. Chose a girl.